The Sheikh Radwan neighborhood in Gaza City is shrouded in darkness, and yet normal life on the streets goes on as ever in the early evening, as Israel once more denies the entry of fuel into the strip. Gaza's only power plant has reduced electricity distribution, enforcing rotating power cuts across the strip. For the Nasla family, power cuts are a fact of life now. Abed prepares tea for her husband, mother-in-law and children at the end of a long day of school and work. Although the power cuts are cause for much difficulty, she feels blessed that the family survived a three-week-long invasion. In effect, to these people, all hardship is tolerable.
The power cuts used to bother me a lot more before the war. Now I'm just glad we're all safe. The shortage of electricity brings inconvenience, but we've gotten used to it.
And while adults and children alike are frustrated with the inconveniences brought on by the recurring power cuts, daily tasks must be accomplished. Mandy, an 11-year-old, takes school very seriously and doesn't mind studying in the dim light of a kerosene lamp. Ahmed, only 8 years old, misses watching television, but even at such a young age, he feels that he can simply do without TV, given the current situation. At 15, Abed, the oldest of the three children, feels less tolerant about the power cuts as he cannot use his computer when he wants to.
We've gotten used to lighting candles when it gets dark, but I cannot do any of the things that I like, and I need the computer to study too, not just to do my personal stuff.
The power crisis has been another upheaval on top of the many predicaments facing the people of Gaza. When they arrive, the fuel shipments to Gaza are enough to provide only one day's supply. When they are halted, an entire population is forced to make do with what they have. After a three-week war that resulted in immense destruction and loss, the people of Gaza feel that frequent power outages aren't much of a reason for complaint. For them, hardship in life has become inevitable. It's only a matter of what new policy Israel will implement next. Safa Jouzeb, Press TV, Gaza City.